Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday, Chiefs fans. We are getting set for Game 6, the finale of our series, as our Chiefs play host to the South Bend Cubs, just like they have each of the past five nights here at Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. They made it two in a row last night, our Chiefs did, a 3-2 win over South Bend. It was a three-run fifth inning once again that gave the Chiefs a 3-2 victory on Saturday. 5,002 fans at Dozer Park took that one in. Noah Mendlinger, he hit his second professional homer to tie the game in that inning before L.J. Jones would yet again give Peoria the lead in the fifth inning for the second consecutive day with a two-run triple. Nick Trigerlich-Iverson came out of the bullpen on to do some relief duties and recorded the final seven outs, and he picked up the save for the Chiefs in the win. Let's talk about L.J. Jones a little bit more. We've touched upon him a bit in the pregame show the past couple of days and just how good offensively he has been. With the call-up of Jacob Buschberger a couple of days ago to AA Springfield, Jones now leads the Chiefs in just about every major offensive category. He's slugging north of 600 against these South Bend Cubs, thanks in large part to those three home runs that he's been able to launch against him this season. He leads the Chiefs in average of 274, hits with 62, total bases with 111, doubles with 23, home runs with 8, and RBIs with 36. He picked up 35 and 36 in that fifth inning last night. That would prove to be enough to give the Chiefs a victory. Let's go by the numbers now for Peoria. The win streak now stands at 2. If they can finish this one off today with a W, that would make it 3 in a row, and that's what they call a win streak, folks, and they would draw a split against South Bend after falling in the first three contests of the week, and it looked like South Bend would continue their domination against Peoria this year. They're now 14-3 against our Chiefs in the season series, but it hasn't been the same domination that we've seen from the Cubs to end the week heading into this finale on Sunday. Home record 22-25 now for the Chiefs. They're 13-34. When their opponent scores first, it was a home run yesterday, a solo shot to put the Cubs on top early on. 16th comeback win after falling behind early yesterday. Now 28-1 when leading entering the ninth, thanks to that save from Nick Trigerlich-Iverson. And two games above 500 at 18-16 when scoring in the range of 3 to 5 runs. That seems to be the sweet spot for the Chiefs. We'll see if they can reach that plateau again this afternoon. And it'll be enough to hold on to a W with Dionis Rodriguez on the mound. We'll talk about him in just a little bit. Let's touch upon the Cubs. Getaway day for them. They enter 48-38, 14-6 now in the second half after consecutive losses to our Chiefs. There won't be any games next week, by the way, as it is the All-Star break. We'll pick up action on Friday. For the Chiefs, it'll be in Cedar Rapids. But for the Cubs, they're looking to get out of here with a win, and they would win the series if they can pick up a W here today. Sunday has been a good day for a couple of names in their lineup. Both Owen Casey and Jake Washer own their best day of the week batting averages on Sundays, as Casey's batting 375 and Washer taps in at 351. So a couple of names to keep your eye on. Casey gets the start. Washer, a potential pinch hit appearance maybe off the bench later this afternoon. Luis Devers, he will get a spot start today for South Bend. It was supposed to be Jordan Wicks, who we saw in the opener back on Tuesday. He had been since called up to AA Tennessee, so he is no longer with the club, and it'll be Devers to slide in on the bump to start us out on this Sunday afternoon. He's making his first start with the Cubs since being called up from Low A Myrtle Beach, where he made a few there. Devers has pitched in two games so far with South Bend. He's tossed a combined 5 2/3 scoreless Tuesday. He actually came in relief of Jordan Wicks. So this time he will get the nod in a starting role. We'll see how that shakes out. When we return on the other side of the break, we'll give you the lineup that'll face Mr. Devers, as well as a look at Dionis Rodriguez and the Cubs lineup. All that, still more to come right here at Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bjorn and Howe here with you from the booth at Dozer Park. We are getting set for game 6 of 6, the finale of our series, South Bend Cubs Peoria Chiefs, set to finish it off here on this Sunday afternoon in downtown Peoria. Let's give you a look at our starting pitchers. First for the Chiefs, it's Dionis Rodriguez. On the season, he is 1-10 with a 4.98 ERA entering action this afternoon. Against South Bend, he's 0-2 with a 7.80 ERA. So the Cubs lineup has certainly gotten to Dionis Rodriguez. He will look to settle down and give the Chiefs a chance to draw a split today. His last outing came in the series opener back on Tuesday. He took the loss in that one. He went 5 innings, gave up 3 runs on 10 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts for Rodriguez in that outing. So some success there against the Cubs. He'll try and continue that trend here this afternoon. For the Cubs, it's Luis Devers, the aforementioned right-hander. He does not have a decision yet with South Bend, and no ERA, 0.00, is not allowed an earned run over 5 2/3 innings in just a couple of appearances. 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts for the right-hander, who was acquired via a signing in free agency in 2017. So that is a look at the starting pitching matchup this afternoon. Let's go around the lineups now for Peoria. 35-51 entering action this afternoon. Todd Lott leads it off in right field. Brady Whalen at first base bats second. L.J. Jones at DH will hit third. Osvaldo Tobolin in left in the cleanup spot. Francisco Hernandez hits fifth at second base. Noah Menlinger at third base batting sixth. Ramon Mendoza, the shortstop, bats seventh. Luis Rodriguez behind the plate doing the catching. He bats eighth. And Tommy Ju, the center fielder, will round out the nine with Dionis Rodriguez on the mound. For South Bend, 10 games over 500 now after soaking up a couple of consecutive losses, 48-38 into action this afternoon in our finale. Jordan Wilgu starts it off in center field. Fabian Pertuz, the shortstop, hits second. Yohendrick Piñango, the left fielder, hits third. Owen Casey, the right fielder, in the cleanup spot. Luis Verdugo, the third baseman, hits fifth. Pablo Aliendo, behind the plate, doing the catching, hits sixth. The switch-hitting DH, Casey Opitz, in the seventh spot. Jonathan Sierra and the second baseman, bats ninth, and rounding out the order with Luis Devers on the mound. Game 6 of 6 set to come your way just a few minutes from now here from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. When we come back, I'll look at some scores from around the Cardinals organization from a night ago, as well as a visit to our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. All that preceding first pitch right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W.
participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
The Area Chiefs Streaming Network pregame show rolls along. Brendan Howe with you from the booth at Dozier Park, getting you set for game six of our series from Dozier Park. Let's go around some scores from the Cardinals organization tonight ago. Palm Beach, they're in action right now against Lakeland, in fact. They're down 3-0 in the top of the seventh. Springfield picked up a 15-5 win over Tulsa last night. Memphis in a scoreless battle with Nashville in the bottom of the second currently. And the big club, the Cardinals, they fell 11-3. Oh, they picked up an 11-3 win, rather. Excuse me. In Cincinnati, or against Cincinnati last night. Boy, easy for me to say. Apologies there. Cincinnati took a loss against the Cardinals last night. Big club picked up a win. There you go. There's the gist of that. A little bit of a tongue twister there. Let's give you a visit to our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard now as we get set to go from Dozier Park. Lineup cards were just exchanged a couple of moments ago between the couple of skippers. Middle of the sixth in Fort Wayne, it's Lansing on top 3-1 over the Tin Caps. Great Lakes 2-1. They lead in the top of the second over Quad Cities. Wisconsin up 2-0 on West Michigan right now. That game heads to the third. Bottom of the second in Beloit, Cedar Rapids and the Skycarp in a scoreless ball game there. Dayton and Lake County, they have been postponed once again due to rain this afternoon. That'll be made up at some point later this year as those two teams are set to meet again later on in the campaign. That's a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Let's give you an update on some weather here from downtown Peoria before we get started. 78 degrees and overcast, a slight wind blowing out towards center field at the moment. Rather calm as the flags remain still, about maybe 5 miles an hour or so. Not going to affect the flight of the baseball too much on this Sunday. As fans are filing in, getting set to go and take in some action from Dozier Park. We'll hit one more break. Cody Schindler will be on the mic when we return. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SetQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SethQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Game 6 of 6, game 18 of 18 between our Peoria Chiefs, 35 and 51, 7 up, 13 down in the second half. And the South Bend Cubs, 48 and 38 on the year. They are 14 and 6, a West Division best in the second half. Right-hander Dionis Rodriguez takes the bump. He's 1 and 10 with a 4.98. I think he's been a little better than that record would indicate. We'll tell you more about that momentarily. You will face Wogu, Pertuz, Pinyango here in the first, the rest of their lineup. Casey Verdugo, Aliendo in the middle. Hope it's Sierra and McKeon. 7, 8, and 9. Away we go. First pitch to Wogu, misses high. 1-38. First pitch this afternoon. Wogu, 239, the batting average, rocking back and forth on that back leg. 1-0 pitch, cut on it, missed. 1-1. Peoria defensively, Tovalin, Jew, and Lott, left center and right. Mendlinger, Mendoza, Hernandez, and Whalen from third to first on the infield. And all Rodriguez battery. Luis catches for Dionis. 1-1 serve, there is a called strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. Clyburn Rondon deciphering balls and strikes. Jared Mulman is on the bases. 1-2. Rodriguez working from the line. Here he comes. It's in the dirt. He can for ball two. One of those interesting moments where Wogu would have swung. It would have been the best play, right? He would have reached easily as that ball kicked away towards the on-deck circle. First hindsight, always 20-20. 2-2 on its way, ring him up. Wogu down looking, a good start for Dionis Rodriguez. With one out, there's Fabian Pertuz. So he hits that at a moment ago. Said that Rodriguez has perhaps been better than his numbers with 10, the win-loss record. That
doesn't paint a pretty picture, but if you dive deeper, as he misses wide with ball one for twos, he's had plenty of good outings in between. He actually had a streak of 9 straight appearances where he allowed 5 hits or less, range from May 4th to June 19th. Twos taps one foul. It's 1-1. We go 9 straight starts, you allow 5 hits or less. Now, a lot of those outings were 4-5 innings, a 6-inning outing mixed in there. But still, that's giving your team a chance to win. Flips a slider strike to make it 1-2. And ultimately, that's your job as a pitcher, right? Giving your team a chance to win. And for the most part, Yonis has done that this season. 1-2 on its way. A screamer foul towards the Cubs dugout. It was Jonathan Sierra over there who had to duck for cover. Still 1-2 on the South Bend shortstop. Pertuz homered last night in a 3-2 Peoria win. Rodriguez has his sign. Next offering is hit on the ground and is short. His defensive counterpart Mendoza fields and throws to first in the nick of time. Waited back on that ball. Still had enough time to retire the speedy Pertuz. Two quick outs in the inning. Here's Yo Hendrick Pinyango. He's been a very steady player for this Cubs team, right in the middle of everything they do. 54 ribbies on the year. First pitch from Rodriguez over but low. Like it could have been. Rodriguez. High leg kick. Now the next offering. That one missed in. 2-0. If you're watching on MILB TV, watch the leg kick of Rodriguez. It's a dumbed-down version of Bronson Arroyo. 2-0 offering is wide, 3-0. Remember how Arroyo would have that high leg kick? He'd almost straighten the leg out before coming home with 85-mile-per-hour heat? Rodriguez has a notable leg lift. 3-0 pitch. That one's inside. Ball four. First base runner for South Bend. Talked to a couple of scouts throughout the year, and one of them said that Rodriguez, he might have to clean that delivery up as he moves through the ranks. Of course, the big thing for any young pitcher, duplicating your delivery. Owen Casey takes a ball high, 1-0. Casey was not in the lineup last night, in there this evening. Yango, a modest lead off of first. Rodriguez, the 1-0. Swing and a foul at the plate. Got a chunk of the catcher, Luis Rodriguez. Ball and a strike on the Canadian outfielder. Casey, spelled C-A-I-S-S-I-E, was acquired via a trade with the San Diego Padres. That's from the left side. Now a pick towards first. Pinyango back. Score just underway from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Overcast skies. Air's a little heavy this afternoon. There's certainly some humidity on this Sunday. Casey fouls back. It's 1-2. Game time temperature is brought to you by the good folks at Standard Heating and Cooling. Located at 906 Southwest Adams, they've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. 77 degrees. That's not too shabby, but the humidity, certainly a factor, 73%. Two pitches high. Rodriguez came out of his crouch. He's ready for Piñango to at least attempt swipe second. Two and two the count. Casey, eight homers, 49 ribbies. 2-2 home. Strike three called. Casey perhaps looking for something else. He goes down looking. Two Ks in the inning, both of the looking variety for Dionis Rodriguez, making his second start in this series. We go to the home half of the first. Cubs, nothing. Chiefs to the plate when we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseball. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Chiefs turn to bat here in the bottom of the first. Lott, Waylon Jones at the top. Tovalin, Hernandez, Menlinger in the middle. Mendoza, Rodriguez, and Jew round things out. They will face Luis Devers, a right-hander, making his third appearance. First start at the high A level. He is not allowed to run through 5 2/3. First pitch to Todd Lott, a broken back floater that lands foul. One pitch in. Lott needs a new piece of lumber. Gives us a chance to dissect the Cubs defensively. Piñango, Woku, and Casey, left, center, and right. From third to first on the infield, Verdugo, Pertuz, McKeon, and Sierra catching this afternoon, Pablo Aliendo. Devers, a 6'3" right-hander. There's the 0-1 pitch up and in. He's got some funk, doesn't he? That is a quick delivery. Gets on you in a hurry. One pitch, that ball inside, 2-1. Slowed it down a little bit on the 1-1 offering. That's with hitters timing. The 2-1 pitch is fouled back. It's 2-2. Talking with their video guy this morning, Brett Down. Funny story, we grew up together, played in the same Little League team. So it's been great to catch up with him this season. Lott lists the 2-2 pitch in the air. Right center field, Woku drifting over. He'll give way to the right fielder, Casey, who makes the head-high grab. One away. In speaking with Brett, he told me, hey, I'm excited. We're excited to see this Devers kid this afternoon. A lot of sinkers up there, mixing a changeup. Ground ball pitcher. He works with pace. He throws a lot of strikes. He was really good for them. Single A Myrtle Beach earlier this year. He gets ahead of Brady Whalen with a strike call. Nothing and one. Looked like the changeup there at 82. One strike offering. A chopper to first. Right at Sierra. He gloves and underhands to Devers. Two down. Just how good was Devers? Myrtle Beach. He allowed just three earned runs over a stretch of 35 1/3 innings pitched. First offering to the Chiefs' hottest hitter, L.J. Jones, is inside for ball one. So from May 13th to June 17th, 35 and one-third innings pitched, three earned tallies. So swinging a ground ball, diving stop by the third baseman, Verdugo, to his feet, throws to first in time, and that ends the inning. Quick working bottom of the first for Luis Devers. Two ground outs and a flyout, and just like that, we're through one in Peoria. No score on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria's playing tonight. Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Out a pair of Cubs batters in the first. We're scoreless after one. First pitch of the second inning is a strike called on the outside edge. 0-1. Verdugo, Aliendo, and opens the scheduled batters. Riggins lifts the arms over the head. His pitch home is swung on and popped up. Foul ground behind the plate. Rodriguez will make the catch. Two or three steps shy of the dirt track. Quick out in the top of the second. Comes Pablo Aliendo. Aliendo, three homers on the year, one of them a three-run walk-off blast to beat us back in June. Takes a strike called on the outer third. It's 0-1. Aliendo took his time rounding the bases. Definitely drew the eye. No fouls back. It's nothing and two. I didn't have the stopwatch going, but I would assume probably about 40 seconds or so to get from home plate to, well, home plate. Obviously, he won the ball game. Waves and misses here. Punches out on three pitches. That's the second out of the inning. Luis Rodriguez thought it was the third. Now Opitz the batter. Brendan trying to buy us an extra out over there. Atta baby. Three punchouts already for Dionis. Looking sharp this afternoon. He gets ahead of Opitz here with a fastball strike. 0-1. Here's a late kick and the next one. A cut and a miss. Nothing and two. 96 on the radar gun. Blowing out hitter's day on this Sunday afternoon. Here's the 0-2 home. Opitz fouls it straight back. Rodriguez sitting pretty comfortably around 96 with the heater. That like a changeup at 86. Fastball slider change. Every once in a while, he might mix in a slow curve. Looking for the put-away pitch here. Another two-strike delivery. It's upstairs, 1-2. With a win, the Cubs would take 4 of 6 and finish the year 15-3 against us. Chiefs looking to force a split and end the season. A pop-up foul ground off of first. Whalen over to the railing. He reels it in. Just did have enough room. Whalen, a sure-handed first baseman over there, got to the railing and made the play look rather routine. We're off to the bottom of the second. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Left-handed swinging as Osvaldo Tobaline steps in, and away we go. In the bottom of the second, a swing and a miss. Count nothing and one. Infield shaded towards the right side. The next pitch from Devers. Strike call two. Devers works quickly. From the line, the 0-2, a swing and a miss for strike three. Tovaline did not look comfortable in that AB. Three pitches, one out. There comes Francisco Hernandez. He's been in and out of the lineup this week. There's a pitch to him. That one missed just wide for a ball. Want to know the count. Devers is next offering. Check swing. Hernandez held up. But the pitch may have been a strike. Perhaps just a hair up. Now 2-0. Hitter's count. Here's the next one to Hernandez. And he lifts it in the air. Left center. Over Piñango. Long run. And he tracks it down for out number two. Not call that a direct route to that baseball, but Piñango able to glove it. Look, if I've learned anything in a year and a half of doing this, style points do not exist. As Menlinger digs in, takes a strike, it's 0-1. Just get the job done, right? I don't care if you have to run around in circles. If you can make the catch, that's all that matters at the end of the day. One pitch down and in, a ball and a strike. Menlinger has tapped into his power. He went 71 professional games without a homer. He's homered twice in the last week. 1-1 delivery, misses wide, 2-1. Menlinger, known for his keen eye as much as anything. He's walked more than he's punched out. An OBP up near 380 on the year. It's a stranglehold in the count here. 2-1, Devers to the plate. This is why. Not yet seen a hit in this ball game. Both sides have been relatively quiet. 3-1 from Devers. There's a strike called on the outside edge. A changeup. Devers certainly not going to light up the radar gun, but could be effective either way. Payoff pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. It's the first baseman, Sierra, who calls off McKeon. His grab ends the inning. Three up, three down. Devers has faced the minimum through two. We're off to the third. Zeros on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Breaking out in this series finale. It's Rodriguez and Luis Devers trading goose eggs in the early going. Sierra, McKeon, and Wogu due for South Bend here in their half of the third inning. Sierra, two homers, 15 runs driven, and he's kind of been the odd man out. This one loaded outfield that they have. Sierra takes upstairs to begin his AB. 1-0 the count. Crow Armstrong, Pinyango, Casey. Obviously, that's the usual trio. 1-0 delivery, misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Then you have Wogu as well. He's a guy with some big pop. Cubs thought highly of him. They took him in the fifth round of the 2020 draft. So a lot of mouths to feed. On cue, Sierra spanks one to center, but it's going to hang up for Tommy Jew, who broke in initially but made the adjustment to grab out number one. McKeon, the batter now. Second baseman this afternoon. Guy you can move around on the infield. That's from the right side. Rodriguez turns and deals the 0-0. Heater strike. He's the outside edge. Rodriguez, when he can stay out of the middle of the zone, I know what you're thinking, right? Every pitcher is going to have some success, but Rodriguez especially. The stuff plays. Keen fouls one off our home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondon. He's good to continue. Two strikes on McKeon, but seen Rodriguez 94 to 97 with the heater this year. Slider flashes plus at times, and he can keep you honest with it's a good arsenal. Just has to stay out of the middle of the plate. And on cue, he caught too much plate with a two-strike pitch, and McKeon dumps it into left. It's the first hit of the ball game for either side. An 0-2 pitch Cubs have a little something cooking in the third. Here's Wogu now. Wogu. A closed stance. Looks like his front foot lined up in front of his back foot. And this guy's one foul. Kick off the at-bat. Nothing at one. But his college ball at Michigan. Guys working from the stretch for the first time. Sometimes I can throw a pitcher off his game. He instead gets a foul pop that lands in the mitt of Brady Whalen. Got in on the hands. Wogu just got jammed on that swing. Two outs on the foul pop. Out for twos. He peers in. He has his signal. Right-hander home. Swinging a sharply hit ground ball. Diving stop. Menlinger at third. He just couldn't get the glove on it, or rather the handle of it. Tough break for Menlinger, who, if he completes the transfer, probably throws Pertuz out at first. Instead, it's a knock, and the inning continues for Piñango. Piñango asks for time before chance to give the Cubs an early advantage. Two on, two out following the infield hit. Rodriguez to the plate. Inside, ball one. Incredible effort by Menlinger. Just could not handle the exchange. Piñango fouls back. It's 1-1. Hopefully, just if you're a Chiefs follower, that doesn't come back to bite us here. Rodriguez is able to work around the dangerous Piñango. Count even, one aside. Scoreless here in the third. Two on, two gone. Rodriguez to the dish. Pitches high for a ball, 2-1. This is game number 87 of 132. We will enjoy the All-Star break. We're back in action on Friday. So that's some time off as Piñango grounds one sharply in the right. This is a base hit, and it's a go-ahead base hit as McKeon scores standing. 1-0 South Bend. The Cubs draw first blood. They scored first now in all six contests. Trying to translate those early leads into wins. Done that three times so far. Trying to get off the mini schneid. They've lost two straight hands of our Chiefs. Edwin Moreno, the pitching coach, out to have a word prior to the KCAB. All of a sudden, there, Manuel Solano is standing at the moment. He may start getting loose just as a precaution as much as anything. Moreno makes his way back to the first base dugout. Is not Solano warming. It's actually Nathaniel Heredia, the big, tall left-hander. Ready to continue on the field. Two on, two outs, one run in. Rodriguez to Casey. And it's cut on and missed for strike one. Casey punched out looking to end the first. So for one. Rodriguez has his signal from fellow Rodriguez Luis behind the dish. One serve is upstairs. Chiefs wearing their alternate baby blues as they do every Sunday. The Cubs wearing their alternate blue tops as well. So it's a battle of shades of blue tonight. See, 1-1 pitch ran inside. A back foot slider nearly clipped Casey. Two balls and a strike. Right-hander Rodriguez shimmies the shoulders. Now set. Delivery home is swung on and popped up. On the infield, Whalen, the first baseman, comes flying in to make the catch and end the inning. Casey not pleased with himself. He takes it out on his batting helmet over there at first base. Cubs get a run, but certainly they had their eyes on a bigger prize. We go to the bottom of the third, 1-0 South Bend on the Pure.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chiefs will try to get that run back here in the bottom of the third. 1-0 South Bend. Mendoza, Rodriguez, and Jew, the scheduled batters, against Luis Devers. No relation to Rafael, the Red Sox star. We go. The first pitch of the inning is grounded fair past Verdugo at third, and it rattles into the corner. This will be at least a double for Mendoza. Pinyanco, a little trouble with the ricochet. Mendoza drops anchor at second. First hit of the game for the Chiefs. An extra base knock. Now three chances to tie this ball game. Here comes Luis Rodriguez. Not seen Rodriguez in this series, have we? We last saw. Now a timeout called as the ball gets out of the Peoria pen. Owen Casey, he's from Canada. He's a nice guy. He goes and throws it back into the bullpen. Speaking of nice guys, Leandro Cedeno. Former Chief, did you see what he did last night for the Amarillo Sod Poodles? Rodriguez a cut and a miss. It's 0-1. Cedeno hit a 527-foot home run to center field. One pitch in the dirt. It's 1-1. Yes, even I had to hesitate. There is a picture of the TrackMan data. This was not made up. This was not an announcer taking an egregious guess as Rodriguez lines softly to short. Twos corrals it. Mendoza back. One out in the inning. Here comes Tommy Jew now. One on and one out. But Cedeno, appropriately measured, a 527-foot blast. Amarillo, the AA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Was granted free agency following the 2021 season. Devers slips in a breaking ball strike to get ahead, 2-1. First curveball we've seen from him. We play in the third inning. It's 1-0 South Bend. Former Chiefs all over the news. The baseball news, that is. Not sure if we've made world news yet. Of course, Mason Wynn fired one across the diamond at 100 miles per hour. Last night's futures game. It's the hardest throw ever tracked by an infield cast era. She was swinging a miss, count 0-2. Previous high was 97-8, set by O'Neill Cruz, and I believe that was, what, a week ago? The Pirates were in Miami. Wynn absolutely shattered it last night at Dodger Stadium. Devers way ahead, the 0-2 to Jew, misses away. One ball and two strikes. Devers is set. Kick in the offering. Jew golfs one in the air. Left field and deep into the corner. Pinango. He tracks it down on the warning track. Two outs in the inning. Look out. Mendoza. Where was he going? He was halfway to third thinking he would tag on the play. And they nearly threw behind him and doubled him off. Whoa, Nelly. It was a dangerous play. Two away now. It'll be up to Todd Lott. They try to cash in that leadoff double. First pitch to Todd. Strike called. It's 0-1. So, yes, a couple of former Chiefs front and center in the baseball world. Maybe a current Peoria Chief could do something here this afternoon that would put him front and center. One pitch up and in to Lott. Ball and a strike. 1-0 South Bend. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Final game before the All-Star break. Next pitch. Lott fouls it back. It's 1-2. 1-3-0 for the Cubs, 0-1-0 for our Chiefs. Interesting to see how many pitches Devers gets this afternoon. He's made two relief appearances, his longest outing, three innings. 1-2 pitch, misses wide, 2-2. Used almost exclusively as a starter with single-A Myrtle Beach. He's gone six innings twice this year. I'm sure he has more in the tank. It's 2-2. Lott checked his swing. He did not offer. Jared Molman the call on the appeal. And that fills the count, three balls and two strikes. Brady Whalen is the man on deck should he be needed. And now a brief discussion, a long-distance discussion between Aliendo and Devers. Aliendo walked out about halfway to the mound and said his piece. I guess Devers is in agreement. 3-2, the payoff pitch. Ran inside and it plunked Lott. Devers didn't have the feel for that one. Like a changeup. 82, the radar gun. So that doesn't even hurt, right? 82 miles per hour. Oh, easy for me to say up here in my baby blue polo and khaki shorts. Actually, I wear cargo shorts, but a lot of folks like to razz on you for that, I've come to find out. Cargo shorts with the pockets. People don't care for those like they used to. First pitch to Whalen, a strike called. It's 0-1. They're handy. You can put things in there. Your keys, your wallet, fishing lure, whatever you need. Waylon lines one, a base hit into right. Coming around third, Mendoza. The throw from Casey is cut off, and we're back to square one. A tie ball game in Peoria. Brady Waylon, a line drive base hit just out of the reach of the second baseman, McKeon. And now they're at the corners for L.J. Jones, who's been dating back to June 1st. Hit 330 last calendar month. Unscoring opportunity here. The first pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Devers rests the glove, belt high. Comes the 1-0. Breaking pitch, stayed up. Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count for LJ. Pickoff throw. Over towards first. Waylon was back. Not necessarily a threat to run, but he has decent speed, especially for a guy of his size. Now the 2-0 home gets a cut and a miss. Off speed delivery. Jones is out in front. The scouting report on Jones, he will swing and miss at the breaking pitch, but if you miss with said breaking ball, be prepared to go get it 400 feet away as Jones gets jammed and skies one to left center. Hangs up for Wogu. Makes a catch to end the frame. Brady Waylon ties the score. A line drive base hit in the right. We're through three in Peoria. One run aside, Brendan Howe. Great Brendan Howe comes on for the middle innings. He'll take the mic when we return. And Nathaniel Heredia will take the mound. A two-for-one deal on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Keep it here.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for...
Call to the bullpen as we begin the top of the fourth. Nathaniel Heredia is on early this afternoon out of the Chiefs bullpen. Pumps in a first pitch strike to start out Luis Verdugo here in the top half of the fourth. 1-1 our score. Chiefs evened it up in the bottom of the third. RBI single from Brady Waylon as Heredia's 0-1 sails to the backstop. One ball, one strike. The count evens up. Verdugo, Aliendo, and Opitz here in the inning for South Bend. Knotted up. One apiece in this Sunday finale. 1-1 from the lefty. Ripped third base side and foul toward the Cubs' pen. One ball, two strikes. Some numbers on Heredia this year. A 2-2 record, a 3.08 ERA. 49 and two-thirds innings, 37 hits, 17 earned runs, 34 walks, and 65 punch-outs for Heredia. Ball and two strikes. He's got Verdugo where he wants him. 1-2 pitch is skied right side into foul ground, drifting his lot over by the wall. He makes the catch. Oh, he dropped it in and out of the glove. Looked like he had it in his sights for a moment. and then lost it. But no harm, no foul yet as it falls harmlessly in foul ground. Slot goes to retrieve his hat. Lost that in the wind on the run. Wind is blowing out towards right center field at the moment. Count still 1-2 to Verdugo, who popped out to Rodriguez, the catcher, his first time up. Rodriguez brings the glove to the shoulders. Now the 1-2, that misses away. A slider tried to paint the outside edge and missed with it. 2-2 the count. A run on three hits to this point for the Cubs. A run on a pair of hits for our Chiefs to this point in the ballgame. Heredia set again, lifts the leg and fires a 2-2. It's popped up right side, drifting out of play once more. That'll get off the sweet level and back into the fourth row of the seating bowl. What started as a gloomy morning has turned into a bright afternoon here in downtown Peoria. Sun's out and shining. Had the tarp on the field for a while. It rained overnight and early this morning. 2-2. Verdugo swings and punches this one in the air to center field. Juice started back, now coming in toward the alley. And he'll make the catch to set down Verdugo for out number one. Here's Pablo Allende. Allende 0-for-1 was a strikeout victim of Dionis Rodriguez. We'll give you his final line in just a moment. Allende seeing some more playing time. He's got a hefty dose of the Chiefs this week as he takes one down and in from Heredia. 1-0. Final line on the Peoria starter, Dionis Rodriguez. 1 run allowed over 3 innings, 3 hits, a walk, and 3 punch-ups. 1-0 to Allende. The pitch from Heredia. Fastball trying to buzz the corners. Heredia was acquired via free agency on January 10th back in 2018. Just 21 years old. Big tall left. 2-0 pitch home. Popped up behind the plate. Rodriguez ranging back toward the netting. And he'll watch this one find the seats and be a souvenir. 2-1. If you're just joining us, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings this afternoon, our Sunday finale. It is getaway day, but we won't have any games to begin next week. Of course, we head to the All-Star break. Action will pick up in the Midwest League starting Friday. 2-1 pitch inside. Dustin Allende back. Ready to left a slider in the dirt. 3-1 on the South Bend catcher. Chiefs will head to Cedar Rapids when action resumes post-break. That'll be just a 3-gamer Friday, Saturday, Sunday out in Iowa before returning home to host Fort Wayne. Already is 3-1 pitch. Ripped toward third. Under the glove of Mendlinger, deflects to the shortstop Mendoza, who gathers, fires, and it is late. Now Allende will reach on the infield hit. Fourth of the afternoon now for the Cubs. Here comes Casey Opitz. With one on and one down. Visitors half of the fourth. Opitz 0-for-1, popped out to Brady Whalen in foul ground his first time. First one from Heredia, down and in for a ball, 1-0. Haven't really seen Heredia in this role, at least this early in the game. Of course, he's come out of the bullpen in every appearance this year. And this is the earliest that we've seen him in a ball game, 1-0. It's this one right side foul out of play for a strike, 1-1. Of course, this is the time in a player's career, like Heredia, for example. Maybe you want to try him out in some different roles, see where he fits best in a game plan. 1-1, breaking ball missed down and in. 2-0. Of course, 21 years old, hasn't even hit his prime years yet. Still a lot of time for Heredia to try and develop some secondary pitches and who knows, maybe he evolves into a starter-type role down the line. He's been very, very good out of the Chiefs' bullpen in 2022. So 2-1, a changeup bites the corner. That levels the count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Big, tall lefty, 6'5 frame, comes set at the chest. Looking for the punch out. The 2-2 just missed the corner. Left a fastball out. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count to the max on Opitz here. He's got a runner aboard after the one-out base hit by Aliendo. Short lead off of first, held by Whalen. Count 3-2, the payoff pitch coming. Fouled away off to the right. We'll stay put and do it again. And speaking of All-Star festivities, by the way, did anybody catch the Futures game last night? A couple of ex-Chiefs, Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker getting a look, and all the chatter was about Mason Wynn last night. Get to that in a moment. 3-2 pitch once more. Spoiled away again. Up and out of play over the roof of Dozer. 3-2. It's one heck of a fight being put up here by Opitz. Slotted in as the DH tonight, but back to Mason Wynn for just a second. He uncorked the fastest throw by an infielder in the StatCast era last night in the Futures game. 3-2 field, this one falling fast. It will not get down as Lott is over into the alley to haul it in. Back to first goes Aliendo. Lott had a lot of ground to cover to track down that baseball and hung up just long enough for him to get under it. Finds his mitt for out number 2. That'll bring up Jonathan Sierra. But to finish the thought on Mason Wynn, 100.5 miles an hour from shortstop. He had an interview earlier this week with Baseball America, and he said, if I get a chance to break O'Neill Cruz's record, I'm going to do it in the Futures game. Strike one on a slider to Sierra, dropped right into the heart of the zone. Nothing in one. And what a spot to do it in, and a stage to showcase your talents if you're Mason Wynn in the Futures game. Couldn't have picked a better time. 0-1. Fastball on the corner for a strike. Quickly 0-2 on Sierra. It was 0-1. He flew out to Tommy Ju in center field his first time. And it is worth noting, however, that Mason does have some experience on the mound. He was a two-way player upon entering the Cardinals system, but then he took his role at shortstop and ran with it. 0-2 pitch missed outside. Good one to waste if you're Heredia. Couldn't entice Sierra to chase it. A ball and 2 strikes. Now we certainly have seen the bright spot in the middle infield that is Mason Wynn here in Peoria this year. He's with us for a little while, led the Midwest League in batting average for a short time as the 1-2 pitch is bounced over the mound. Second baseman coming on, it's Hernandez to scoop it, tag the bag himself. And that will end the inning. One out base hit does not come to pass. Heredia works a scoreless fourth. We're still knotted up at one apiece. Chiefs back to the dish in just a moment. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich crisp-scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Osvaldo Tobalin, Francisco Hernandez, Noah Menlinger. The middle third, 4-5-6 for the Chiefs, due up. Bottom of the fourth, looking to take the lead over the South Bend Cubs. Here in the Sunday finale, Luis Devers back to work. Rocks and fires, a first pitch fastball downstairs. 1-0 to start out Tobalin. A run aside as the Chiefs sent six men to the plate in the last half inning as this one's coming back toward us. Look out here. Down into the seating bowl. Fan made a nice play. Gets a hand. The rest of section 109. 1-1 pitch. Desta Tobalin back. Two balls and a strike as a fastball was missed inwards. 2-1 the count. Chiefs tied an RBI base hit. This one punched on the ground towards second base. McKeon scoops it up and tosses on to first to set down Tobalin. One up, one down in the home half of the fourth. Here's Francisco Hernandez. Francisco 0-for-1 as he digs in. First pitch slider in for a strike on the outside corner. Devers rocks and deals, 0-1. Trying to go right back to that same spot. Missed down and away, 1-1. Working with some paces, the right-hander. 1-1, bounce toward third base. Played on a hop by Verdugo. Shuffles onto the grass and fires. Throw a little bit wide, but held onto by Sierra. Two up, two down. Pair of ground balls to the Cubs infielders. Here's Noah Menlinger now. Menlinger popped on the infield to Sierra his first time. Takes a look at a fastball in the outside corner to start here. Nothing in one against Devers. A 1. Breaking ball off the slight step out of the windup. Missed outside. 1-1. Right-hander ready to go again. 1-1, Menlinger blasts this one down the left side, ranging over Pinango toward the chalk. He will make the catch on the move toward the wall, and that will wrap up a very quick bottom of the fourth. Chiefs go in order, 3-up, 3-down. We move to the fifth in a 1-1 game from Dozier Park in the finale. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
Winway Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
1-1 our score as Nathaniel Heredia is ready to work again. Top five from Dozier Park. 9-1-2 due up for the Cubs here in the inning. It's the big, tall lefty Heredia working his second inning out of the Chiefs' bullpen. First one to McKeon, who shows bunt. Pulls it back on a fastball high and away. Menlinger came charging in from third. It's been a recurring theme in this series. We've seen both teams try and play some small ball at times. Chiefs have done it down the stretch in some close games as McKeon pops the 1-0 back into the seating bowl for a strike, 1-1 the count. McKeon has seen playing time in a couple of games, including today in this series. He's 1-for-1 this afternoon, scored a run. 1-1 from the lefty. Fastball inside. McKeon showed bunt again, able to yank the barrel back out of the way. Two balls and a strike. McKeon waves the bat through the zone at Heredia as he gets his sign from Rodriguez. Lifts and fires a 2-1. McKeon, inside-out swing, bloops this one foul off to the right. Count a pull even, 2-2. Jordan Wilgu, Fabian Pertuz. Set to follow the right-handed swinging McKeon. Heredia takes a breath as he comes set. Two-strike offering. Wave and a miss, strike three. Put him away with a fastball. Heredia chalks up the strikeout. I'll bring up Jordan Wilgu now. Wogu's 0-for-2, a strikeout. Pop out to Brady Whalen and foul ground. It's his first time seeing Heredia. Lefty set, first pitch. Wilgu blasts this one high and deep to center field. Jew ranging back. He's on the track. He will make the... No, it's gone. It's over his head and out. Jordan Wilgu with a solo blast, and it puts the Cubs on top 2-1. Jew was looking up. Put his glove up as if he had a read on that ball. Perhaps maybe it was just to shade the sun, but by the time he found the baseball, it was over his head and out of the yard. Second home run of the week for Wilgu. Second in as many nights. Here's Pertuz, who cuts and misses on a heater away. The Cubs on top 2-1 now in the fifth. For 2-0-1. That misses outside. One ball, one strike. Sixth home run of the year for Wilgu. 22nd RBI of the campaign. Fifth hit of the ballgame for South Bend. Here's a 1-1. Pertuz pops this one left side, drifting well, foul out of play. Ball and two strikes. Heredia trying to bounce back with a strikeout, 1-2. Off the end of the bat, flicked out of play. Count will stay put. Going back to that Wilgu home run for just a second, want to revisit that. Off the bat, it appeared as if it would just be a flyout, maybe to deep center field to the warning track, in fact. 1-2 pitch misses inside. Two balls, two strikes, the count evens. Because we've talked numerous times about just how hard it is to get a ball out to center field in this ballpark. Ball does not carry very well to center field. Wilgu is able to put enough power behind that one. So 2-2 gets a piece of Rodriguez behind the dish. Two is able to foul it away. Rodriguez down on all fours now behind the plate. Chiefs athletic trainer, as well as Patrick Anderson, Peyton Evland, to check on Rodriguez behind the dish now. Not sure exactly where that ball got Rodriguez. Looking at the shoulder area right now, perhaps maybe collarbone. Patrick Anderson now hands Rodriguez his sunglasses back as well as his mask. He's good to go. gets a hand from the Peoria faithful here. He'll stay in the game and tough it out. Count 2-2 to Fabian Pertuz. Bases clear and one away. South Bend in front 2-1. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Just got a piece on the inside part of the barrel to stay alive. And Pertuz may have gotten a piece of himself on that one. Flexing out the right foot to the left of the right-handed batter's box right now. He'll step right back in. Count full 3-2. The payoff from her fields. Tovalin ranging after this one into the alley. He's got plenty of room, and he'll make the catch. Sliding to his left. Two away for Yohendrick Piñango. Piñango's been up twice. He's been on a pair of times as well. A walk and an RBI base hit on the afternoon for him thus far. Climbs into the left-handed box. First one from Heredia. Down and away with a fastball, 1-0. Pump that one in at 96 on the gun. That's where Heredia can live. He's got some gas in the tank. 96, 97, 1-0. Hard hit grounded to short. Mendoza scoops it up, slings it across to Whalen in time to end the inning. 6-3 put out, puts a cap on the fifth, but South Bend adds another. Jordan Woga, a solo blast, puts the Cubs on top 2-1. Chiefs trying to answer halfway home in the finale from Dozier Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Mendoza, Luis Rodriguez, Tommy Jew. Bottom five, Chiefs trail by a tally as Luis Devers is back to work. He's right. Mendoza doubled and scored his last time. That was to lead off the third that he doubled. Set the table for the Chiefs scoring a run in that inning as he looks at one outside. Devers trying to go back to that same spot with a curve. One ball, one strike to Mendoza. The pitch home. Fists this one into shallow right center field. Drifting back onto the second baseman McKean. It'll fall in for a hit. Well, how about that? Mendoza bloops one down. Third hit of the ballgame for the Chiefs. Mendoza's got two of them. Here's Luis Rodriguez now. So this is how the third started. Can the Chiefs repeat that same fate in this inning? Rodriguez is 0-1. He popped out to the shortstop for two. His first time. First pitch. Runner goes from first base. It's popped up foul. That'll reach the seats. Mendoza was off with the pitch. Had to immediately apply the brakes.
Churro delivery.
Whoa. What do we have here? There's some churros being brought to the booth. Now, this is service.
This is good stuff.
This is great stuff.
Free samples. You guys want some churros over there?
Free samples from Cody Schindler in the booth here. 0-1 to Rodriguez, wave and a miss. We're going to have to try this. I'm not sure should I eat this in the middle of the inning or should I wait? It's kind of hot right now. We'll get a picture of this out on Twitter for you folks that are listening on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. They're miniature churros as Rodriguez slices this one into right field. That'll fall for a knock. Mendoza's up to second base. And the Chiefs have got a couple of men on, but nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Perhaps something cooking. Going to bring up Tommy Jew. Let's see, now I've got to hold this with my right hand. I got to try and write in my scorebook with my left. Because then I'll get the sugar on the pen, and I'll get into the scorebook, and we'll have all sorts of problems. Oh, boy. I have to get it tracked down a napkin of some sort. Back to second base from Devers. Back in is Mendoza. Well, we're going to have to try this. We might just have to kind of shake it off. I don't want to litter here. As Jew drops a bunt and rolls foul toward Patrick Anderson down the third baseline for a strike, nothing and one. Now this is where the erasable pen comes in, because now I can erase the mistake I made in my scorebook, trying to write with my left hand. Cubs pull the corner, infielders in, perhaps maybe expecting Jew to drop down a bunt here. Verdugo and Sierra in on the lip of the grass. Here's the 0-1. Jew shows bunt. He gets it down to the mound. Pitcher Devers off the field. He goes to second base for one. Jew beats the throw to first in time. Over to third, scoots Mendoza. And Rodriguez is put out at second base. And now Todd Lott will step in. So it's a 1-6 fielder's choice on the sack bunt. And now here is Todd Lott with the tying run 90 feet away. Looks at a first pitch fastball that missed. One ball and no strikes. These churros, I gotta know where we got these from. Looks like it was courtesy of our good friend Toby Marshall down there. Sitting next to our pitch clock operator, Lyle Arnolds. Brought us a nice treat on this Sunday. 1-0 pitch missed inside. Two balls and no strikes on Todd Lott. Middle infielders to double play depth. Pertuz and McKeon with one out and a man at first. Mendoza the tying run 90 feet away at third. Here's a 2-0. Lott swings, punches it on the ground to third base. To second for one. On to first, the double play. They get both. 5-4-3. They sling it. And the Chiefs strand the tying run aboard at third. 2-1 our score, South Bend out in front after 5 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all. It's hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Casey to the box, leading it off in a lefty-lefty battle against Heredia. First pitch is a fastball. It misses upstairs. 1-0 to start out the top of the sixth. A 2-1 game in the finale from Dozer Park. South Bend on top by a penny. 1-0. Got on and missed. Tied up Casey with an inside heater. One ball and one strike on the Cubs right fielder, who's working on an 0-for-2 afternoon. Strikeout and a pop out to first base. Here's a 1-1. Slider missed the corner. Two balls and a strike. Two runs on five hits for the Cubs. A run on four hits for the Chiefs. Had an opportunity to tie up the game. Cubs are helped out by a double play. This one on the ground is short. Mendoza to his left is up with it. Throw across is in time to beat Casey by a step. Casey 0 for 3 now. That'll bring up Verdugo with one away. Verdugo also 0 for 2, so the middle of the Cubs lineup struggling a bit today. Casey still making the slow walk over to the Cubs dugout as Heredia delivers the first pitch. It's a breaker at the knees for a strike. Heredia gets his sign, comes home on an 0-1. It's a fastball at the knees for a strike, quickly 0-2. Big tall lefty living at the bottom of the zone in this at bat against Verdugo. Pablo Allende waits on deck. Next one home. Verdugo swings off the end of the bat. It's lofted down the right side and out of play up onto the berm. That'll stay put. Do it again. Verdugo has popped out to the catcher. Flew out to Tommy Jew in center. Cubs took the lead in the last half inning on a solo home run from Jordan Wogu. 0-2 pitch. Verdugo taps that one to stay alive. May have got a piece of himself. So just trickled that one into the on-deck area. No balls and two strikes on Verdugo. High hold with the bat now rested atop the right shoulder as Heredia comes set. 0-2 from the lefty. Cut on and missed into the dirt for strike three. Tag applied by Rodriguez for good measure. Verdugo not even making an attempt to run down to first base on that one. He accepts his fate with the strikeout. Here's Pablo Allende. If Heredia can work through this inning, that would be three innings out of the bullpen for him this afternoon against the Cubs. First pitch down and in to start out Allende. Pushed a fastball inside. Chris Roycroft is up in the Chiefs' bullpen loosening. Perhaps getting ready to take over duties in the seventh. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Took something off that time. Had Allende out in front of a breaker. 1-1. Looks like a slider at 79. It's almost unfair when you can dial up 97. Then you got 79 in your back pocket, the inverse. This one blooped toward left field, falling fast and in front of Tovalin for a base hit. Now Allende will reach with a two-out knock. Was able to catch up to that fastball at 94 and dunk it into left to keep the inning going for Casey Opitz. Opitz 0-2. Popped out in foul ground to Brady Whalen and then flew out to right to Todd Lott. A lot of pop-outs in foul ground today for the Cubs. Getting under a lot of balls out of the hands of Peoria pitchers as Heredia drops a fastball in for a strike to start him 0-1. This is the final matchup of 18 this year between the South Bend Cubs and our Chiefs. Runner goes on the pitch. Rodriguez loses the ball out of his mitt. And into second base goes Allende. Stolen bag to put a man in scoring position with two away. Rodriguez tried to reach for the baseball before he had it secure in his mitt. Just slipped out of the glove and was unable to make the throw. So stolen bag for Allende. Just his second of the year. He doesn't run often. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. That one finds the corner for a strike. 0-2 steps out with 1 foot out of the box, 1 foot in. Now to Heredia to get his sign. Lefty a breath. Gets set. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Two on our score here as we play the visitors' half of the sixth. South Bend, a And a couple of knocks to give him the lead. Just one tally. One in the third, one in the fifth. It was a solo home run from Wogu. That's the difference right now. Chiefs got their run in the third off a Brady Whalen RBI hit. Speaking of Whalen, he'll lead off the bottom of the sixth when we get there. Already hoping to wrap up this half inning right here. Count one and two against Opitz and the offering. Breaking ball. Oh, we just missed it. Bottom of the zone. Tried to hide one bottom shelf. Just missed on the count two and two. Leandro gathers a walking lead off his second. Already a looks. Now the 2-2 home. Breaking ball. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Strike three. Opitz couldn't hold the barrel back. Heredia picks up the strikeout, his second of the inning. And the Cubs, they strand a runner. Chiefs still trail by a tally, 2-1, looking to answer back. When we return, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Brady Whalen to the box. He will not be opposed by Luis Deppers. His day has concluded. We have a Julie call to the bullpen. Riley Martin, the left-hander, is on for South Bend. Starts out Whalen with a first pitch fastball that's laced into the seating bowl off to the left for strike one. Whalen one for two, the RBI single, responsible for driving in the lone Chiefs run of the afternoon to this point. Martin's 0-1. Whalen breaks his bat into a million pieces. This one's grounded to first. Sierra's up with it to the bag himself for the out. Able to avoid the flying shards scattered throughout the infield. Three unassisted for out number one. It's our temporary bat boy, Jake Selinski. Doing a nice job of gathering the lumber and taking that off the field. First pitch to start out, L.J. Jones is the new hitter. He's in there for a strike, bottom of the zone. Would be quite the dilemma for L.J. if that orange bat that he's using would snap in two. The hand of Martin. Slipped the grip. One ball, one strike. L.J.'s used this bat since Friday night when the Chiefs were dressed as the orange barrels. Recorded a home run in that game. 1-1 pitch. Jones bounces this one towards second base on a hop to McKeon over to first base. And plenty of time to set down LJ. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tovelin. But let's finish off this story about LJ's bat. He was advocating on Saturday morning that the Chiefs wear the orange barrels jerseys again because they had so much success in them the night before. Chiefs ended up wearing the red jerseys and still collected a win last night, of course. 3-2. As Tovelin digs in now. First pitch for Martin. Breaking ball. Right through there for a strike over the heart of the plate. Nothing at one. Now Jones had to settle for using the orange bat that he had brought to the game. And what we can only assume to be for the special case of the Peoria Orange Barrels on Friday. So, you know, one pitch to Tobolin is downstairs and out. One ball, one strike. Served LJ well last night as well. Recorded a triple with that piece of lumber as Jones, or Tobolin rather, out in front of a off-speed pitch. Slider down and away, a good one. One ball, two strikes. Martin trying to work a speedy bottom of the sixth and send us to inning number 7. 1-2 pitch. Tobolin fouls it straight back. Cody had his mitt ready over there. He was all set for that one to come over the net. He was alert. I certainly was not. That would have sent me running for the hills. 1-2, and Tobolin gets clipped. Breaking ball gets him on the front shoulder, and the inning will continue for Hernandez off of the hit batsman. What a good time it would be for Francisco to split the alley right here, huh? Hernandez has struggled as of late. He's 0-2 this afternoon. Flew out to left and bounced out to third. Well, at the knees, a called strike. Nothing in one. This next pitch, breaking ball. That went in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Martin trying to make sure that hit by pitch doesn't affect South Bend here in this inning. 0-2 to Hernandez is fouled away up into the suite level. We may have gotten all the way into the building. Got those double glass sliding doors wide open. A couple of fans are searching for that one. Hernandez asks for a quick time and now is back in. Martin retoes the slab. Count 0-2 still. Tobolin aboard at first base with a short lead. 0-2. Breaking ball. Throws him strike 3. Martin snaps off the old Uncle Charlie to freeze Hernandez and end the inning. Works around the hit batsman, no problem. Cubs still lead by 1. 2-1 our scores. We go to the 7th. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Up on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Jonathan Sierra to start it off for the Cubs, top half of the 7th. Another Julie call to the bullpen. This time it's Chris Roycroft, the right-hander, is on to take over for Nathaniel Heredia. Roycroft 0-1, a 17.18 ERA. First pitch swinging for Sierra. He pops it up left side of the infield. Menlinger staring up into the overcast sky, and he'll make the catch. One gone on just one pitch for Roycroft. Not a bad way to start your afternoon out of the bullpen. That'll send up Scott McKeon out of the 9 spot. The Heredia's day concludes after 3 innings, allowed just 1 run on 3 hits, did not walk a man, and whiffed 3. Solid day all in all for Heredia out of the bullpen. Here's McKeon, who's 1-for-2 with a base hit and a run scored today. First pitch, fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike. Nothing at one. Roycroft can also flash some high digits on the radar gun. That last fastball, 93, is the one pitch is fouled away. A slider that time up onto the roof at Dozier Park. But we've seen Roycroft buzz up to 94, 95 with that fastball. McKeon now. Not sure if he maybe put a splint. Maybe just got a stinger off the hand. That pitch was inside. It tied him up. Was able to fight it off. He's down 0-2 against Roycroft now. Next pitch home. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. Second time that McKeon has punched out. A good start to this seventh for Roycroft. Four pitches, two outs. Here's Jordan Wogu. He was the one man that got the better of Heredia today. That solo home run to deep straightaway center field. First one from Roycroft. Fastball right down central for a strike. Nothing in one. 94. So Roycroft looking to have his best inning as a Chief here in the seventh. 0-1. Fastball a little bit high. Tried to go top shelf with it. Missed. One ball and one strike. Wogu 1-for-3 after that last home run. Roycroft set and ready at the belts, and the 1-1 delivery. Slider in for a strike at the knees, down and away. 1-2, that's a pitch that Roycroft had some trouble locating in his first couple of appearances in Peoria, but he's been able to snap off a couple of good ones today. Trying to put away Wilgu. 1-2 pitch, fouled off to the right out of play. Now that ERA for Roycroft is a little bit inflated due to a small sample size. He only pitched 3 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 earned runs on 11 hits in that time span. He's walked 7 and struck out 4, but he's looked very, very good here today. Trying to go 1-2-3 in the 7th. 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Wogu was late and was able to get a piece of it, foul it away. Count will stay 1-2. Have to wonder if Roycroft can go in order in the seventh if Patrick Anderson will ask him to get some outs in the eighth. Up a fight with two strikes. Next 1-2. Slider missed off the edge. Trying to go back to the breaking ball. Couldn't get Wogu to chase. Pitch was a mere inches off the outside corner. Count level. 2-2 pitch. Fisted into right field. Charging on his lot. It'll hang up for him to make the catch. And Chris Roycroft works a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Not too shabby for the big right-hander. Chiefs looking to answer. They trail by a run. We stretch 2-1 our score from Dozier Park in the finale. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Schindler back with you. 2-1 Cubs. We play in the seventh. Lefty-lefty confrontation to kick off the inning. Riley Martin to Noah Menlinger. First pitch is chopped toward short. Pertuse to his right. Gloves and throws across the diamond. One pitch, one out. Martin, other than a hit by pitch, he's been sharp out of the bullpen. Mendoza, the batter now. Right-hander Gianluca Delatri is up in the Peoria pen, just getting loose. This pitch, Bender drops in for a strike. It's 0-1. More of a slider than a curveball, but a breaking pitch nonetheless. Now the 0-1 is tied away, 1-1. Lot to talk about in the world of baseball. One pitch is over for a strike. It's 1-2. We don't really have an avenue to talk about some of the things upcoming. The Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game, so on and so forth. So 1-2 swing and a foul back by Mendoza. In the spirit of tomorrow's Home Run Derby, we give you a trivia question. Who hit the longest home run in a home run derby? Give you a hint. Happened last year at Coors Field. And the record was set by a guy who's currently in the news cycle. We'll give you the answer at the top of the eighth. Martin's 1-2 is cut on and missed. Goes down swinging, two away. Yes. And Rodriguez will not get a chance against the left-hander. Lance Reimel, the South Bend skipper, out. Who will take the baseball and turn to Michael McAveen. So Martin's day is done. Fine work from him out of the bullpen. Kept his club in front. Bases empty, two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. McAveen on. We'll tell you more about him when we return. It's Julie Cole to the pen on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Right-hander Michael McAveen on for South Bend. He's 1-0 with a 2.70. This will be his ninth appearance, all in relief. 10 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 5 walks to 12 Ks. He's also, for just 10 innings, that's a pretty small sample. Certainly that's a high number. Face Luis Rodriguez, who grounds the first pitch foul to the left of third. It's 0-1. McAveen was a highly touted college arm. The Cubs took him in the third round of the 2019 draft, but he's battled a ton of injuries. Center fielder Wogu shaded towards the right center field gap. One pitch missed down and away. Ball and a strike. Rodriguez 1-for-2, a lineout and a single. Soft lineout. It's back in the third. McAveen works exclusively from the stretch. The 1-1 is cut on and missed. Rodriguez ended up on his back knee. The count to 1-2. McAveen, the third Cubs pitcher. Second out of the pen. His 1-2 delivery is swung on and missed. Inning over. McAveen promptly punches out Rodriguez. We're off to the eighth here at Dozer Park. 2-1 Cubs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Claim your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has these, and I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Delatry on for our Chiefs. He's been really good this year. Started the year at single A Palm Beach. Did not allow a run over 9 appearances. Since joining the high A Chiefs, he's 1-2 with a 1-4-2, 19 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 8 walks to 23 strikeouts. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in their order. Pertuz, Pinyango, and Casey. The slow-working right-hander's first pitch. This is down and away, ball one. Pertuz squared to bunt. He's 1-for-3 with a single back in the third. So we mentioned the home run derby on Monday. The answer to our trivia question, give it to you following the 1-0, which is low. 2 balls and no strikes. Who hit the longest ever home run in a home run derby competition? Said he was in the news. Juan Soto. 520 feet last year at Coors Field. That per Google and MLB.com. 2-0 pitch misses high. 3-0. Soto, he's in the Derby again. Is that correct? You know for sure of one former Chief that's in the Derby. Here's a 3-0 check caught by the shortstop Mendoza. Picked it off his shoe tops, and if you're Pertuz, you're talking to yourself. Not what you're looking for on a 3-0. We'll take it. 1 out. Here's Pinyango, former Chief, participating in the Derby, by the way, none other than Albert Pujols. He will be the 8th seed and face off against Kyle Schwarber. Pitch to Pinyango. Here's a drive to deep right. Lott going back onto the track. It bangs off the wall, and Karam's past him. Pinyango to second. He's going to try for third. Here's the throw all the way from right field, but it's late. A triple for Pinyango. Lott's throw was online, but took a couple of hops into the infield. The Key Insurance run 90 feet away. One out. Here comes Owen Casey. Chiefs with no option to bring the infield in. First pitch from Delatry. Missed low for ball one. Other matchups, Pete Alonso against Ronald Acuna. Corey Seager will go against Julio Rodriguez, the young Mariners star. Juan Soto faces off with Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. Autry's 1-0 is fouled straight back. It's 1-1. And then on Tuesday in the All-Star game, Albert Pujols, Paul Goldschmidt, Ryan Helsley. Helsley has been fantastic out of the Cardinals' pen. He was with us in 2016. Delatry's 1-1 is hit on the ground, passed to diving Whalen, and into right. 3-1. That ball was not hit particularly hard by Casey, but with the infield in, he had some room over there and just poked it through the hole on the right side. And if you're Casey, that makes up for an otherwise quiet day. He was 0-for-3 with a strikeout. He delivers when it matters. Now Verdugo, he takes up and in for ball one. Lewis 0-for-3. Cubs now doubling us up in the hit column, 8-4. Quick feet, Delatry, a pickoff throw to first. Casey back with a head first dive. Also want to give a shout out to one of our interns, Casey Crawley, his last day. Pitch. Here's a line shot rocket in the left. Tovalin over. He makes a running grab. Would have been extra bases for Verdugo. Instead, it's a loud out number two. The lead had to sprint towards the line. A head high grab, and with two outs, here's Oliendo. Has a pair of hits in this one. Autry comes set. Lost the glove chest high. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Aliendo out in front of a slider. It's 0-1. Mentioned it earlier, but to reiterate the point, we will also take a break. Coincide with the Major League All-Star Week. Endo taps one in front of the plate. Rodriguez throws out his counterpart 2-3. And that ends the inning. But before we go on a brief hiatus, we'll end it on a high note. Chiefs will need to rally to do that. Trail it by two as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the period. Chiefs Streaming Network.
Handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. at baseballhall.org.
Tommy Ju to lead off the home half of the eighth. He takes a strike. Count 0-1. Ju, Lott, and Waylon Du, 9-1-2 in the Chiefs' order. McAvee to home. Ju checks swing. He went around. More of a three-quarter swing and a check swing. It's nothing and two. Here's his next one. Outside for a ball. Good take by Tommy. Not show willingness to extend the zone. It's 1-2. See McAvain up around 95 with the heaters so far. 1-2 pitch. He's wrapped on the ground towards the left side. What a stop by Verdugo. Spins and throws to first in time. A fantastic play. Dugo, long run, full extension with the left hand, gloved, spun, and threw a strike. One out, here's Lott. McAveen, first offering, slider strike, 0-1. Run that slider up there in the mid to upper 80s, he throws it hard. There's a late kick. The one strike offering. Line drive, base hit, left field. Lott aboard for the second time this afternoon. Fifth hit of the game for Peoria. And it brings a tied run of the plate here in the eighth in the form of Brady Whalen. If you're the Chiefs, right, you feel like now is the time to strike. You trail a pair. Main of the order coming up, Waylon Jones and Tovalee. See if they can capitalize. This pitch to Waylon misses wide for a ball, 1-0. Brady, a 2019 Midwest League All-Star. That game was played at Four Winds Field in South Bend. Chiefs were well represented that year. Some guy named Nolan Gorman also made an appearance. Waylon offers it the 1-0 and lifts it foul. Left side, it's going to stay in the yard. Dugo makes the catch. Still standing on the infield grass. It's a big second out. Here comes it. Here's Jones now. Three in this one. He offers it the first pitch and lifts it in the air. A shallow right. Casey coming on with the shades. He makes the grab, and that ends the inning. We're off to the ninth. 3-1 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
We'll be right back.
New hurler in for the Chiefs. Julie Cole to the pen. Left-hander Colin Schmid. Schmid now wearing number 28, 6'1", 195 from New Bern, North Carolina. He'll face the bottom third of their order. First pitch to Casey Opitz is lined softly in the right for a base knock. Switch batter going from the right side. Picks up his first hit of the contest. Leadoff man aboard here in the ninth as the Cubs try to tack on a couple of insurance runs. Schmid, meanwhile, his goal is simple. Just get this thing to the ninth. Keep the deficit at two and give your offense a chance late. Jonathan Sierra, the batter now. Schmid, a long pause. Now the pitch. It's a strike called. He gets ahead. So we've touched on the Futures game. We touched on the Home Run Derby. We've hinted at the All-Star game. What about the draft? Draft is tonight. Takes a ball in the dirt. It's 1-1, or at least the early rounds of the draft kick off tonight and will carry into Monday and so on and so forth. But what a busy week. And these two farm systems, the Cardinals and the Cubs, they'll have a couple of new faces later tonight. 1-1 pitch, a chopper towards the hole on the right side. Hernandez flags it down, throws to second, one over to first. It's late. Hernandez had a long way to go to get to that ball. Was able to glove and turn on a dime to throw a strike to Mendoza. They do get the lead runner. It's one away. Here's McKeon. Fielder's choice for Sierra. Opitz prior to Scott McKeon's AB. His fourth trip to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. The first pitch time is called by Clyburn Rondon, and it's called because of a pitch clock violation. Ball one. One and oh the count. Pitch to McKeon. Breaker in the dirt. Rodriguez able to smother it. 2-0. Runner at first, one away. We're in the ninth. 3-1 Cubs. They look to take 4-6 and finish the season series by winning their 15th in 18 tries. Kent takes a letter high strike. It's now 2-1. A couple of gray clouds have moved in overhead. Don't think there'll be a rainmaker, but certainly a cloudy sky this afternoon. 2-1 pitch is a called strike. Looked like a changeup. I think it was at 81. Schmid may have missed his spot, but he ultimately got the strike called. And he's got it back to even. 2-2 on McKeon. Deep breath, Schmid. Left-hander picks towards first, the runner back. Sierra, he's a pretty big dude over there. Probably not a threat to go. Meanwhile, Eduardo Nunez up and throwing in the South Bend bullpen. 2-2, Schmid to the dish. Check swing, McKeon held up. Count filled to the brim, now 3-2. Not seeing Yovani Cruz out of the Cubs' pen in this series. Got a peek at him last month. Hard throwing right-hander as the payoff pitch. This is inside, ball four. McKeon aboard for the second time this afternoon. Brings the dangerous Jordan Wogu to the plate. Homer threw the wind in the fifth inning. lines. He's punched out, fouled out, and lined out. Cuts through the first pitch from Schmidt, and it's 0-1. What will these two teams do after the All-Star break? Pick it up on Friday. Chiefs will be in Cedar Rapids. 1-0, or rather the 0-1 delivery missed for a ball. It's 1-1. Perhaps low, perhaps off the plate. So we head west to the state of Iowa. Maybe a South Bend schedule. Following the 1-1, which is fouled straight back. It's 1-2. Two on, one out. This pitch to Wogu just missed inside. Rodriguez tried to frame it. Two balls and two strikes. By the way, the Cubs will head home, and they will enjoy a nine-game homestand. Quad Cities and Lake County. 2-2, Schmidt is next off for Wogu. Chased a bad one. Strikes out for the second time. It'll be up to Fabian Pertuz. Infield shaded towards the pole side. Made a deep breath. One on the pitch clock. He fires home. And the offering is grounded softly towards short. Mendoza darts one to second to take the force out. And that ends the inning. Cubs do not score. They strand a pair. Last chance for our Chiefs. Need two to tie. Three to send everybody home happy. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 3-1 South Bend. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
History was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Eduardo Nunez on. Right-hander, 6'2", 170. A safe spot. His first pitch to Osvaldo Tovalin misses down and in, ball one. Another look at Nunez, only in this series, but on the season. 1-0 pitch is downstairs, 2-0. Nunez 5-3 with a 3.78. He does have one save. 33 1/3 innings pitched, 25 hits, 14 runs all earned, 20 walks. That's a high number. 35 Ks. 2-0 offering grazes the inside edge. Pitcher's pitch. And it's now 2-1. Nunez becomes the fifth Cubs pitcher this afternoon. Fourth reliever. It's 2-1. Tovalin fouls it straight back. 2-2. Tovalin, Hernandez, and Menlinger, the scheduled batters, 4, 5, and 6. In the Chiefs order, two ball, two strike count, Nunez deals. And it's fouled back yet again. Tovalin is geared up for the heater. 99 that time from Nunez. Chiefs in games decided by two runs or less this year. They have struggled. Link lays off a slider in the dirt, and that fills the count. You do the math, Chiefs are 15-23 in those games. 9-17 in one-run contest, 6-6 in two-run ball games. Big pitch looming, Nunez, the payoff. It's lined foul down the left field line. Clanks off an empty chair. Another 3-2 pitch coming. Seventh of the AB. It's tapped slowly towards first, but it turns foul. A break for us. Would have been a three unassisted ground out. Instead, Tovalin. The slow walk back to the plate. Gears up for the eighth pitch from Nunez. Looks exclusively from the stretch, does the Cubs right-hander. He has his sign from Aliendo. Another 3-2. Wide for ball four. Chiefs have the leadoff man on base. And the tying run now stepping in the form of Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez has been quiet, 0-3. Be a heck of a time to find his first knock, though, wouldn't it? First pitch. It's a strike called in the outer third, 0-1. Tovalin, very modest lead off of first. Strike pitch, hanging breaking ball, fell in, it's 0-2. Probably wants back, pitch he could have done some damage with. 0-2, Nunez, here he comes. Slider in the dirt, what a block by Aliendo. One of the more athletic catchers we've seen in this league. Seems like once a game he'll block a pitch in the dirt that you thought was ticketed for the backstop. He finds a way. Now the 1-2. Mendez takes low. Two balls and two strikes. Orlando will get a new baseball. Some late tension in the final meeting between these two clubs for 2022. South Bend has dominated the series, taking 14 of 17. But the Chiefs, if they rally, would take the final three games. And with a little confidence. 2-2 pitch. As a strike three called, breaking ball throws Hernandez. Nunez is running it up there at 99-100. Hard to do anything when you get that 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Nunez gets a punch out. One-on-one gone. Here comes Menlinger. First delivery. Over below, ball one. Menlinger will not chase out of the zone. Guy you want up in this situation. 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike called. 1-1 now. 3-9-0 for South Bend. 1-5-0 for our Chiefs. In the bottom of the ninth inning. Nunez the 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ollie ended. It's a big ask to catch a guy like Nunez, right? We think all the time about posing hitters, but as a catcher, you've got to be geared up for the high heat and the breaker in the dirt. I think our fouls one at the plate. Make it 2-2. Chiefs third baseman is 0-3. This afternoon, two balls, two strikes. Menlinger choked up on the bat. Here's the next pitch. It's cut on and missed for strike three. Nunez snapped off his best slider of the inning. Menlinger went right over the top of it. Here's Mendoza now. He stands in as the last chance for our Chiefs. The tying run. Nunez deals. Lane-changing slider, but it missed for ball one. Here's the next one. Mendoza cutting a miss. He was trying to hit that ball all the way back to South Bend. Would have taken that ball a while to get there, though, with all the construction on I-80. 1-1 pitch in the dirt, Aliendo. I think that one got him on the right hip. Certainly based on his reaction, it missed his chest protector on an unprotected area. He's back in a crouch. We continue. Two balls and a strike. Nunez to the dish. Doza swings and misses. Chiefs down to their final strike in the. Nunez peers in, has his sign, looking for his third strikeout here in the ninth. 2-2. Swung on and missed. That's your ball game. That's your ball game. That's your series. That's your season series. Cubs win it 3-1. They take 15 of 18 from our Chiefs this season. And they wrap this one up with an exclamation point, a 3-1 win here at Dozier Park. 3-9-0, a little bit better than 1-5-0. Cubs will exchange high fives, and both teams will ride into a mini break here. We're off until Friday. The Chiefs will hit the road and head to Cedar Rapids. Brendan Howe will be with you next weekend. I will talk to you on what, the 26th of July? Is that right? When we return home to play Fort Wayne. So with that, that does it for me. Cody Schindler saying so long from Dozier Park, where the Cubs wrap up the six-game series and the season series with a win. 3-1 the final. They take 15 of 18 from us in 2022. Post-game show next. Brendan Howe will have it. And he will have the upcoming weekend series from Cedar Rapids. I will talk to you on July 26th. Until then, stay safe. Enjoy your off week. Enjoy the three-game set from Cedar Rapids. Cubs win it this afternoon. Brendan Howe will put a bow on it and send us into the break when we return. This is the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options. Cost is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network post-game show coming your way after a 3-1 South Bend win here at Dozer Park in the series finale. The Cubs pick up a 4-2 series victory with the triumph this afternoon. They do it on 3 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Chiefs 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors. Pretty briskly played ball game all in all. Not a ton of offense. The Cubs put up 1 run in 3 separate innings. They did it once in the third, once more in the fifth, and again in the eighth for good measure. They had some insurance, and it was Eduardo Nunez who slammed the door on the Chiefs, striking out the side after walking the leadoff man in the ninth to pick up the save and the victory. It was a RBI base hit from Yohendrick Piñango that got the scoring started in the top half of the third inning. He drove in Scott McKeon. Fabian Pertuz also singled in the frame. He did not score off the Piñango single. He was left at second base. And that would be that inning. The Chiefs would respond in the bottom of the frame. Ramon Mendoza set the table with a leadoff double. Todd Lott was then hit by a pitch. Brady Whalen punched a single into right field that scored Mendoza from second base, and that gave the Chiefs their first run of the afternoon. Tied the game 1-1 after 3 innings. It would stay that way till the top of the fifth when Jordan Wilgu got the best of Nathaniel Heredia out of the Chiefs' bullpen. A solo home run for him, his sixth of the year, to give the Cubs a lead. They would not relinquish. They added one more in the eighth. It was an RBI single from Owen Casey, who was out of the lineup last night. He was in there today, and he got the job done, adding that crucial insurance down the stretch to finish off the ball game this afternoon. Bullpen-wise, it was a lot of arms thrown for both teams. 3 arms out of the pen for South Bend: Riley Martin, Michael McAveen, and Ronald Nunez. The starter, Luis Devers, he went 5 innings, allowed 1 earned run on 4 hits, did not walk a man, and struck out 1. He picked up the win. The loss goes to Nathaniel Heredia after working 3 innings, allowing a run on 3 hits. That's a tough one for him. He pitched pretty well, only allowed the 1 earned run. That's just how baseball works sometimes. He came in a tie game. He gave up that solo homer that made the difference in today's ball game. The save goes to Eduardo Nunez out of the Cubs bullpen down the stretch. Like we said, he walked Osvaldo Tobolin to start the ninth, and it appeared maybe the Chiefs might have one more rally in him to try and tie the series. That would not be the case, as Francisco Hernandez, Noah Mendlinger, and Ramon Mendoza each punched out following that free pass to conclude the afternoon. The win pushes the Cubs to 49-38, 11 games over 500 overall. 11 games over 500 and half number two as well. They're now 15-6 in the latter portion of the 2022 schedule. Chiefs fall to 35-52 on the year, 7-14 in the second half. Of course, we hit the All-Star break. Started West League on Friday. Chiefs will be in Cedar Rapids for that series. I will have you covered for that one starting on Friday in Iowa. Let's give you a look at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard before we bounce out of here on this Sunday afternoon. Bottom of the ninth, a good one brewing in Quad Cities. That's 7-7 ballgame between Great Lakes and QC. Lansing 3-2 winners over Fort Wayne already. A couple of games have gone final as West Michigan picks up a 5-4 victory in 10 innings over Wisconsin. Cedar Rapids laid down Beloit 3-1. Of course, South Bend picks up the win here, and Dayton and Lake County have been washed out for the second day in a row. That game will meet up at some point later on this season. That does it for us in our coverage of this series. The Cubs pick up the victory in the finale. Once again, the final 3-1. As we hit the All-Star break, we will be wrapping it up for the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler. My name is Brendan Howe. We'll talk to you on Friday from Cedar Rapids when we begin the latter portion of the second half after the All-Star break. Once again, Cubs win it 3-1, your final today, in 2 hours and 18 minutes at Dozier Park. 3-1 the final. Cubs win the series 4-2. We'll talk to you Friday from Cedar Rapids on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.